Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is a Doug Loves Movies shorty coming to you from a hotel room in San Diego, California, where I did a stand-up show yesterday at the American Comedy Company, and I'll play the rowdy and noisy audio of Graham Elwood playing a Leonard Maltin game against audience members from the end of that show at the end of this mini. Since last I spoke and you listened, we lost a great man. Roger Ebert died at 70 after a long battle with cancer. He was seeing movies and writing about them all the way up to his death. I dare say he loved movies more than I do. He was certainly more eloquent about it than I am. I grew up watching Siskel and Ebert on their various movie review shows, starting with sneak previews on PBS. And I just, since I was a kid, I loved that there was a weekly half-hour show that just talked about the latest movies. And I'll never forget the time they gave Wise Guys, Brian De Palma's Wise Guys, two enthusiastic thumbs up. And I'll never forget that because that was a truly horrid movie. Even as a youngin', I was just like, what? Why do these guys like this movie so much? But maybe I should watch it again. You know, for Roger and for Gene. Anyway, his funeral, Roger Ebert's funeral, is happening as I speak, and if I were there to eulogize him, I would say that I will miss his reviews and his tweets and his film festival, which I am happy to say I attended for the first time last year. Got it in under the wire. It was great to see him in person and all the great movies that he picked for us to watch. So enjoy your balcony seats in the sky, Roger. On a happier note, I saw a couple Broadway shows while I was in New York. They were both in previews, but since I assume they'll be just as great when they open, I highly recommend Pippin and Matilda. Of course, if I recommend anything, it's highly. Hope Davis, the great Hope Davis, was on the plane flying back from New York City. Amazing in American Splendor as Harvey Pekar's wife. If that plane had gone down, I definitely would have gotten second billing with Graham Elwood in third. This has been another edition of Plane Droppers. Speaking of Graham Elwood, he'll be headlining this Friday at 8 o'clock at the Improv on Melrose Avenue in Los Angeles, California. And I'll do a set too. So come down and watch both of us. Or, if you want me without Graham, Thursday night I'll be doing a $5 show at UCB in Los Angeles. UCBLA on Twitter. I've also got stand-up shows coming up in Phoenix, Seattle, and Eugene, Oregon. All of my dates and deets and links are at douglovesmovies.com. Tournament of Championships number 4 starts tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at UCB, and we'll plop a day or two later. As always, cancer is the ultimate shithead.
All right, we're recording now, Grant. American Comedy Club, San Diego, the home of the Eagle.
Yeah!
You can't San Diego, you can America and Eagles.
You can't tread on this comedy club.
Yeah, this comedy club is free to soar.
These jokes don't run. Try burning this joke.
Why did you become an old man there?
That's who says those things. That was so good.
All right, fair enough. Got some fun things in the prize bag. We've got a motion picture somebody gave me that I didn't watch. And it was just like, this is terrible. And I was like, oh, great. Now I have it. So I'm paying it forward. I think it's called Metal Storm. Do you know that movie?
Yeah, it's great.
Who's in it?
Bunch of guys are in it.
Bunch of guys?
Yeah.
From the student movies?
Yeah. I think Josh Brolin's in it, and Mandy Patinkin, and Mary Tyler Moore plays her mom. Really good.
Now you're making me get it out and say who's in it.
1 point.
It's Jeffrey Byron.
Yeah, that's right.
And Kelly Preston.
Oh yeah, she's great.
It's high noon at the end of the universe.
No way. Don't they have clocks there?
No, it's just, 12 hours earlier.
12 hours earlier? Oh, it's like going to Afghanistan.
I also brought a copy of my CD, Smug Life, and a Comedy Attic t-shirt. A hoodie, a nice hoodie. It says Comedy Attic on it. That's in Bloomington, Indiana, where I'm going to be, Graham also is going to be participating in the Limestone Comedy Festival there in June. And along with Pete Holmes is going to be there. That's in the state of Bloomington. And Graham, are you going to contribute to the prize
now? If whoever wins, come see me. I'll give you a copy of my CD. Pulp Strike Dance Party. Oh, shit. And anybody will give you some shoes.
That's awesome. So now, who's got name tags? Did you guys bring name tags?
We've
got a few out there. Michael right up front.
Michael, wow.
Price is Right, name tag.
Oh, look at this. A bottle of booze. Oh, he's trying to fucking...
Oh, my goodness. Tino's Vodka?
Oh, you know your signs upside down, dude? Do you know that drunky drunk that you got your sign? Nice.
Right, he might not be drunk. It is a 420 show.
That's right. This guy's got a nice album back there. Wow, you guys got cool ones you put on your phone? Oh, thank you for bringing that up. Wow, sweet. Are you just waving a bag? What are you waving? That's a Fiji bottle?
Oh, waving a bag. It's one of the stars of American Beauty. What do you got over there? What's that you're shaking around? Glassware? It's your glass from your table? That's pretty clever. That guy's smart. He'll get big. He's
very smart. This guy's waving cigarettes? All right. What's that? What's that in the bag? Is that a picture of you and you?
It's a picture of Doug and I holding a picture of Doug and I.
Whoa, wow.
What are we
lost? Well, I don't know what's happening over here.
Keep it in your bag, man. Keep it in your bag.
What are we allowed to wave?
Titty wave.
Titty wave. They're playing at the House of Blues later. Titty wave. Really good band. Really good band.
I think I'm going to go see Ball Smacker over at Tipsy Corner.
Yeah, they're good.
That's what I'm going to do.
Ball Smacker. They opened up for Titty Wave at the Bonnaroo 2 years ago.
Pick a name tag, man.
God damn it.
Jesus.
All right. His work turned to theme tags. You guys do very nice work.
We've got 7 minutes.
All right.
7 minutes and a half.
Young lady in the glasses with the, holding up the thing. You look like you did some work.
Okay, let's
take it.
The guy with the glass is very disappointed.
Come on, get it out of my glass.
Here she comes.
Sweet.
What does it say?
That's awesome.
Man.
Dude, where's my Carissa?
My name's Carissa.
Carissa.
Carissa. It's pronounced Carissa, right?
Unfortunately,
I'm going to need you to stand on the actual front pole.
Step up on the stage. There you go. Get in front of the eagle. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It's all right. It's all right. Don't be afraid of the eagle.
Show us your name tag!
Don't be afraid.
Guy in the audience wants to see the name tag.
Nice.
He's very involved in
this. Dude, where's my Carissa? Or is it pronounced Carissa?
Carissa is cool. Carissa.
All right, this is just between Graham and Carissa. And I'm going to play one round of the Leonard Ball game with you guys. And if you can beat Graham, you're going to win all the stuff in that bag. I think you're going to like having that stuff.
I think I will more than
it's a great bag of stuff. Carissa.
Do you like bags of things, Carissa?
Like all kinds of things.
Okay. I don't like where this is going. Don't like it, Graham.
Okay. I like all kinds
of things. Let's just play.
I like your bag. When did anyone say that to me?
Stu Down on Twitter suggested Ski Fall, and that's movies where James Bond skis. James Bond skiing. Or Nariko Ott. Nariko Ott, O-T-T, suggested A Bug's Life, and that's movies that Flea is in. Movies that feature Flea from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. Yeah, he's got a bit of an acting career. He got the acting bug. And finally, celebrating a birthday today, Russell Crowe, the amazing singer, the incredible vocalist, Russell Crowe,
and his band, the Bad Wigs. Russell Crowe and the Bad Wigs.
40 odd foot of grunts, I think, is the name of his
band. Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyway. Which one of those do you like, Carissa?
I'll do Russell Crowe because it's
Russell Crowe. The other ones are tough, right? Yeah. This one's tough too.
Yes.
Okay.
Carissa has selected Russell Crowe.
Okay. Thanks, Graham. 3 stars from Leonard. From this movie from 2003. He calls it lavish. He says it's an adaptation of a novel. And he says it won Oscars for Best Cinematography and Best Sound Editing. In 2003, it's got Russell Crowe in it. 3 stars from Leonard. Don't say the answer if you know, audience. And Leonard lists 11 names. How many names do you think you need to get it, Carissa?
9.
Ooh, 9 names.
Smart opening bid.
Well, Carissa, I will bid 7. Well, poker face, name that movie.
Okay, yep, your poker mouth may have gotten you in trouble.
All right.
Because you get 6 names, you know all the clues, it's got what's his name in it, Russell Crowe. And your 6 names reading from the bottom are David Threefel.
Oh, Threefer.
Robert Pugh.
P-U-G-H.
Richard McCabe. This is the tough end of the list, of course. That's why it's a hard game. Chris Larkin, Mark Lewis Jones, and George Innes. So that's a tough batch of names. I probably couldn't pick any of them out of the lineup.
I couldn't either.
But just think of a Russell Crowe movie that was around 2003, and you might be in business. And don't yell out. Gladiator is a reasonable guess because he was in that. Kind of around that time.
I don't know anything else he's been in, so I don't know.
Okay, well, thank you for trying, Carissa. The answer is Master and Commander, the Far Side of the World.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
She doesn't get her wish fulfilled in bags.
Did she say she's happy you get it? Like, she thinks you won the bag.
Yeah. Someone's gonna win.
Graham, you won your own CD.
Yeah, my God!
I wonder if I'll autograph it. All right.
Pick somebody else. We gotta do this quick.
Michael, let's do it. God, not. Stand over there next to the fam.
Hold your name tag up, Michael.
We talked to Godna earlier in the show. That's his Twitter handle, Godna.
Godna.
And,
what was that? At Godna?
Focus.
At Godna.
Focus. Take control. Take control.
Why is there so much hubbub? Did something happen? You guys are just disappointed? Dude, it sounds like they're rooting against you, Michael. I don't know what's happening. Seems like a nice guy.
Yeah. There you go. That's that San Diego spirit I want to see.
Yeah. It's hard to be against America.
Yeah.
But easy to be against Michael. You get to pick category, Michael. Would you like not for Arquetophobes? That was suggested by Captain _ Awesome KFT. That's too many letters. Not for Arquetophobes is movies with any of the Arquette actors acting dynasty in them. Akushi, A-K-U-S-H-I-E, suggested Dangle Unchained, and that's movies that feature Tom Lennon, who played Lieutenant Dangle on Reno 9-11. And your third option is In Theaters Now. That, of course, is movies that are in theaters now.
Dangle.
Michael, what's that Dangle?
Oh shit, hang on a second. I gotta do a real quick thing here.
Just gotta tweet something real quick.
No, I gotta enter a movie that he was in. I gotta find it right now because I forgot to enter it earlier.
This is why stoners don't host actual game shows on TV, you guys. Wait, what was that category again? What did he say?
I usually remember. Usually not too bad. But in this case, I blew it. And,
you want to do Double Jeopardy?
I forgot the rules.
Oh, no results. Come on. Now it's not working down here. I'm sorry. You have to pick another category. What a tricky show this is. Your third one is, your third option is Some Assembly Required, and that's movies with two or more of the Avengers in them.
Yeah,
I gave you a fun one.
As Avengers or as
other characters? Not two or more Avengers, as Avengers. Because that would narrow it down to just the Avengers.
Is there a movie where Robert Downey Jr. just shows up in less than zero wearing the fucking Iron Man uniform?
Iron Man 2 was a lot like less than zero.
Yeah.
You blew that one, dude.
Okay, which category would you like? And I apologize about the Tom Lennon category.
I'll go the Avengers one.
Okay.
Avengers it is.
Alright, here we go.
My dad chose Avengers.
2007 is the year. There's two or more Avengers in this movie. 3.5 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie riveting. He says that it is, that Ione Sky appears in it unbilled. You know, Ione Sky from Say Anything? Yeah. And it was based, this movie was based on two books. It's based on two books. That's a pretty good clue. 2007, and then Leonard lists a shit ton of names. There's 10, 17 names. How many names do you think you need, Michael? Godna.
16,
he says. Some of the audience says two.
11.
Graham says 11. That's a powerful bit.
Nine,
he says.
Seven.
Well, you guys are out of control.
Six.
This is exciting. I love it. Here's your six names, dude. James? These are more known names than the last round. I apologize again to Carissa. James LeGros, Candy Clark, Adam Goldberg, John Getz, Dermot Mulroney, and John Carroll Lynch. In... Plus two or more Avengers are in it.
Two or more Avengers based on a book.
Two books.
I'm just going to guess a movie based on a book. So I have no idea.
Okay.
You know, the girl with the dragon tattoo? No.
I'm sorry.
Now, the last time I counted, the girl with the dragon tattoo had zero Avengers in there. But I looked away during the rape scenes.
No, you didn't! Wow! Wow! Well, that's it, ladies and gentlemen.
That stuff was too rough for me, so maybe, like, Captain America came in and helped or something?
Yeah, that's what happened.
Anyway, I'm giving the bag to Michael anyway, because he's always front row at the shows here.
Yeah.
There you go, dude. Congratulations. And thank you once again to Graham.
What's the movie?
I'm just going to leave it as, everyone has to come up and ask me individually, and I'll whisper in their ear. And what I'll whisper in their ear is, Zodiac.
Yes!
Zodiac. Yeah, Zodiac.
Mark Ruffalo's in that.
Yeah, Graham Elwood, everybody.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Robert Downey Jr. and Mark Ruffalo are both in Zodiac. That was a fun game. Thank you guys for putting up with that, especially the non-podcast listeners who are very, very, very confused. And Carissa, do you have someone you would like me to call a shithead? Since you didn't win today, I'll do that for you.
Colin's dad.
Okay. As always, Colin's dad is a shithead.
Another talkie, eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause